I am sure all of us at one point or another in our lives felt the need to lose weight. Whether it was for a wedding or summer beach body most of us would like to have. But have you ever thought about what weight loss companies want us to believe or how some people lose more weight than others? From small animals being eaten to using metal wires for weight loss, here are the most bizarre weight loss techniques you would like to hear about. If you like this video, follow us. And in the comments below, feel free to share some of your experiences. And for some extra fun, find our mascot net hiding throughout the video. Breathing out some health. Many of us may have gone to the gym a couple of times in our lives in order to burn extra fat. Or you may have seen commercials about fat burning using different contraptions you can use at home. But have you ever heard of burning fat while breathing? According to research, the simple act of breathing does the trick. About 84% of the fat that is lost turns into carbon dioxide and leaves the body through the lungs. It's not about breathing yoga or anything complicated. Simple breathing as we go on with our day. Bringing the side effect dish. We all have read in magazines or been told by professionals the benefits of weight loss. What if you were told that there is also an effect in your brain? Regardless of how weight was lost, even through surgery, your memory can actually improve. On the other hand, there is an off-key side effect. Losing weight below a certain level can affect your voice. All in moderation, and that includes weight loss as well. Weight loss abroad. We all have seen the TV shows that challenge the contestant to lose weight. Most of the prizes besides fame is money. But when you go to Dubai, you may see a shinier reward. There is a contest called Your Child in Gold, where participants win a gram of gold for every 2 pounds of weight loss. But even larger rewards come when families go together to lose weight together. Out of style loss. We all have heard or read about the newest treatments to get thin, and most of the time, we find out later that it was actually very dangerous. What if it was not a treatment for weight loss, but a pill filled with worms? Tapeworms were sold over the counter in the 1930s as an efficient form of weight loss. Their motto was, eat, 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 and always stay thin. Until the tapeworm started eating like a little hungry caterpillar, leaving the person to starve. But new research is now suggesting the use of gut germs from thinner people to be transplanted into the obese clients. According to this theory, the bacteria found in thinner people digest food differently, and that's why they remain thin. Bacteria from someone else? What could go wrong? Leave it to the extreme professionals. Most of us may have felt like we needed help with our weight loss program and may have asked for professional advice. Some may have discussed treatments and procedures to assist with the purpose of being thin. But have you ever heard of wiring the jaw? In extreme cases, patients have had their jaws shut with wires to help them lose weight. I am sure lots of psychological help goes before that extreme decision. Perfection exposed. As children, we have seen the commercials of superheroes and always wanted to be and look like them. As we grew up, we now see the commercials for weight loss and would like to be and feel as good as the models look. But here is a little dirty secret you would like to know. How the models they hire for weight loss commercials look so good and fit in the after picture? The answer will actually surprise you. When the models get hired, the first picture taken is actually the one of them being thinner. The second one, the models have actually gained weight. So the before picture we all see is actually the one of them after. Getting away with loss. Many of us have wanted to fake being sick so we all could miss an appointment or even skip school. And how about getting away with more than that? There was a case of a man who wanted to skip prison. He faked being sick with an inexplicable weight loss and symptoms that actually looked as if he was achieving an impending demise. His tactic was simple. He ate regular soap until officials in the prison gave him his desired pardon. Power gained. There have been times where most of us have walked on the beach and seen people working out and looking perfect. And you may wonder if they understand how it feels to be in a different position. You may be surprised to know that there is a case of a personal trainer who gained over 70 pounds of fat in order to experience how weight loss felt. As we can all imagine, the level of compassion went up the roof for this incredible trainer. Bad marketing. As children, we may have confused some words that meant something else, but as we grew up, we got better at figuring language out. At least most of the time. But what would you think will happen for major companies making a similar mistake? In the 80s, there was a major case of mistaken identity. An appetite-suppressant candy named AIDS had that issue. It was very famous until the AIDS virus came along. No one could have predicted that one. Convenience stored. Complicated weight loss programs are sold everywhere. And to prove a point, a nutrition professor went on to a convenience store diet. He lost about 30 pounds eating foods from only convenience stores and gas stations, such as Doritos, sweet cereals, and other junk food. The results concluded that weight loss is mainly reliant on the caloric intake, not nutrition. One can say these results shed more than pounds. Speaking of extreme weight loss in some countries, during World War II, Russian soldiers would take a very powerful weight loss pill that burned fat. 2,4-dinitrophenol, DNP, side effects was that it also overheated the body, which was perfect for the freezing temperatures. One extra use for this was that it could be used as an explosive if needed. Is not the food's fault? For most of us, losing weight may seem very difficult, but you may be surprised to know that for some, it's actually a hormonal disorder. While the arms and legs are losing weight, the patients develop what is called a buffalo hump, as well as a moon face. So the torso and the head continue gaining weight, while the arms and the legs continue losing weight. Dark endings. Many of us, at one point or another, have felt desperate to lose weight fast. Some may actually get sick on purpose to get rid of the last pounds to fit on that little dress. Fastidious diarrhea is not one that happens due to bad food from a shady street vendor. This one is one self-induced, because people would like to make it happen in order to shed the last pounds. Remember to click the bell icon after you subscribe so you can get instant notifications of all of our new videos.